Hello, and welcome to your OCR GCSE Geography Revision Podcast on Climate Change. I'm here to help you master this crucial topic and pick up those valuable marks in your exam. Now, climate change is one of the most important topics you'll study, not just for your GCSE, but for understanding the world around you. And here's the thing. OCR examiners are looking for very specific knowledge. They want you to distinguish between natural climate forcing and human-caused warming. They want precise evidence, not vague statements. And they absolutely want you to know the difference between mitigation and adaptation strategies. Over the next 10 minutes, we're going to break down exactly what you need to know to achieve top marks. We'll cover the causes, both natural and anthropogenic, the evidence that proves climate change is happening, the impacts on different countries, and the management strategies being used. Plus, I'll share those crucial exam tips that separate level 3 responses from level 2. So grab your notes, get comfortable, and let's dive into climate change. Let's start with the absolute foundation, understanding the greenhouse effect. Now, this is where many candidates lose marks by confusing the natural greenhouse effect with the enhanced greenhouse effect. Listen carefully. The natural greenhouse effect is essential for life on Earth. Without it, our planet would be minus 18 degrees Celsius frozen solid. Greenhouse gases like carbon dioxide, water vapor, and methane trap some of the sun's heat in our atmosphere, keeping Earth at a comfortable average of 15 degrees Celsius. This is natural, and it's been happening for millions of years. The enhanced greenhouse effect, that's the problem. This is anthropogenic, meaning human-caused. Since the Industrial Revolution, we've been burning fossil fuels, cutting down forests, and raising livestock on a massive scale. This releases extra greenhouse gases, particularly carbon dioxide and methane, which thicken that greenhouse layer and trap more heat. The result? Global temperatures are rising. Here's a key fact you must memorize. Carbon dioxide levels have increased from 315 parts per million in 1958 to 410 parts per million in 2020. That's a massive jump in just 62 years. Examiners love it when you quote specific data like this. Now, let's talk about natural causes of climate change, because OCR wants you to understand that climate has always varied naturally throughout Earth's history. The key here is the Quaternary period. That's the last 2.6 million years. During this time, Earth has experienced glacial periods, ice ages, and interglacial periods, warmer phases like the one we're in now. What causes these natural fluctuations? Three main factors, and you need to know all three. First, Milankovitch cycles. These are changes in Earth's orbit and tilt that affect how much solar radiation we receive. There are three types. Eccentricity, the shape of Earth's orbit changes from circular to elliptical over 100,000 years. Obliquity, Earth's axial tilt varies between 22.1 and 24.5 degrees over 41,000 years, affecting seasonal severity. And precession, Earth's axis wobbles like a spinning top over 26,000 years, changing which hemisphere gets more intense summers. Second, solar variation. The sun's output isn't constant. It goes through cycles of higher and lower activity, affecting the amount of energy reaching Earth. Third, volcanic eruptions. Major eruptions can eject millions of tons of ash and sulfur dioxide into the atmosphere, blocking sunlight and causing short-term cooling. The 1991 eruption of Mount Pinatubo in the Philippines, for example, cooled global temperatures by about 0.5 degrees Celsius for 2 years. But here's the crucial point for your exam. While these natural factors have caused climate change in the past, they cannot explain the rapid warming we've seen since 1850. The current rate of change is unprecedented and directly correlates with human industrial activity. Now, evidence of climate change. Examiners want specific examples, not vague statements like, ice is melting. Let's get precise. Ice core data from Antarctica shows us atmospheric composition going back 800,000 years. Air bubbles trapped in ancient ice reveal that current CO2 levels are higher than at any point in that entire record. Rising sea levels, currently increasing at 3.3 millimeter per year due to thermal expansion of water and melting land ice. That might not sound like much, but it's accelerating, and low-lying nations like Tuvalu and Bangladesh are already experiencing flooding. Shrinking ice sheets. Greenland and Antarctica are losing ice mass at an accelerating rate, measured by satellite gravimetry and laser altimetry. Temperature records. Global average surface temperature has increased by 1.1 degrees Celsius since pre-industrial times, with the warmest years on record all occurring in the last 2 decades. Retreating glaciers. Alpine glaciers have lost significant mass. For example, the Mer de Glace Glacier in France has retreated over 2 kilometers since 1850. Now let's look at impacts, and this is where case studies become essential. OCR wants you to know specific named examples for both developed and developing countries. For a developed country, let's take the United Kingdom. Impacts include increased flood risk. The 2015 to 2016 winter saw record rainfall and devastating floods in Cumbria and Yorkshire. Heat waves are becoming more frequent. The 2022 heat wave saw temperatures exceed 40 degrees Celsius for the first time ever recorded in the UK. There are also agricultural changes, with farmers able to grow crops like wine grapes further north, but facing challenges from droughts and new pests. For a developing country, consider Bangladesh. This is one of the most vulnerable nations on Earth. Impacts include severe flooding. One-third of the country was underwater during the 1998 floods, displacing 30 million people. Cyclones are intensifying due to warmer sea temperatures. Saltwater intrusion is contaminating freshwater supplies and agricultural land in coastal areas. And there's the threat of permanent land loss. With 80% of the country less than 10 meters above sea level, millions face displacement as seas rise. Right, let's talk about how to avoid those marks losing mistakes. Mistake number one, confusing weather with climate. Weather is short-term, what's happening today or this week. Climate is long-term averages over 30 years or more. Don't describe a single storm as evidence of climate change. Talk about trends and patterns. Mistake number two, mixing up the ozone layer with the greenhouse effect. They are completely different issues. The ozone layer protects us from UV radiation. The greenhouse effect is about heat retention. Confusing them will get you zero marks. Mistake number three, confusing mitigation with adaptation. Mitigation means reducing the causes, cutting emissions, using renewable energy, planting trees. Adaptation means managing the impacts, building flood defenses, developing drought-resistant crops, relocating communities. Know the difference. Mistake number four, being vague. Don't say pollution, name the specific greenhouse gas. Don't say ice is melting, specify which ice sheet and give rates or percentages. Don't say temperatures are rising, give the actual increase in degrees Celsius. For command words, explain why requires you to give reasons and show how they link together. Assess or evaluate requires you to weigh up different factors and reach a judgment. To what extent means you need to argue both sides and decide how far you agree. Use the Peel structure for longer answers. Point, make your argument. Evidence, provide specific facts, figures, named examples. Explain, show how this evidence supports your point. Link, connect back to the question. Let's test your knowledge with some quick-fire questions. Pause after each one and see if you can answer. Question 1. What is the current atmospheric CO2 concentration? Answer, 410 parts per million. Question 2. Name the three Milankovitch cycles. Answer, eccentricity, obliquity, and precession. Question 3. What's the difference between mitigation and adaptation? Answer, mitigation reduces causes. Adaptation manages impacts. Question 4. At what rate are sea levels currently rising? Answer, 3.3 millimeter per year. Question 5. What does anthropogenic mean? Answer, human-caused. Question 6. Name two greenhouse gases other than CO2. Answer, methane and water vapor. How did you do? If you got all six, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. Let's wrap up. Climate change is a complex topic, but if you remember these key points, you'll be well prepared for your exam. 1. Distinguish between the natural greenhouse effect, essential for life, and the enhanced greenhouse effect caused by human activity. 2. Know your natural causes, Milankovitch cycles, solar variation, and volcanic eruptions, but understand they don't explain current rapid warming. 3. Memorize specific evidence with numbers. 410 ppm CO2, 3.3 millimeter per year, sea level rise, 1.1 degrees Celsius temperature increase. 4. Learn detailed case studies for both developed and developing countries with named examples and specific impacts. 5. Understand management strategies. Mitigation reduces causes. Adaptation manages impacts, and be able to evaluate their effectiveness. 6. Use precise terminology, quote specific data, and structure your answers using Peel. Climate change is not just an exam topic, it's the defining challenge of your generation. Understanding it deeply will serve you well beyond your GCSE. Good luck with your revision, and remember, the examiners are looking for specific, detailed knowledge combined with clear analysis. You've got this.